Readers Entertainment presents Book Lights, where we are shining the light on good books.
Good evening. This is Deborah Parmley, the host of Book Lights, and tonight I'm pleased to have Cindy Nord with me live on the show. Cindy Nord is the best-selling historical romance author of No Greater Glory. Book one in her best-selling award-winning four-book, The Cutteridge Family Series, is a USA Today recommended read, as well as the number one Civil War romance at Amazon for over one full year. With Open Arms, the book two, also a number one best-selling Western historical romance, the book continues the journey of characters in the first novel, and book three, An Unlikely Hero, just debuted on July 3rd, and by that evening had surged onto the coveted top 100 romances at Amazon list, thanks to her beloved readers. She's now hard at work on By Any Means, book four in her series, set to debut in the winter of 2017. Cindy is honored to be a contributor alongside many New York Times writers in the delightful nonfiction anthology, Scribbling Women and Their Real-Life Romance Heroes Who Love Them. All proceeds from the sale of this book go to Women in Need, a shelter in New York City. A member of numerous writing groups, Cindy's work has finaled or won countless times in competitions, including the prestigious Romance Writers of America National Golden Heart Contest. A luscious blend of history and romance, her love stories meld both genres around fast-paced action and emotionally driven characters. Welcome, Cindy. I'm excited to have you on my show tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for that fabulous introduction, Deborah. I am thrilled to be here, and I truly, truly appreciate the chance to talk romance writing with you.
Well, you're welcome. It's a joy to have you here. Tonight, we'll be chatting about the third book in the series, An Unlikely Hero. But before we do, I thought we'd touch briefly on the first book, No Greater Glory. Can you tell us a little bit about it, and do we need to start with book one, or can your books be read as standalone stories?
No Greater Glory. Ah, yes, the book of my heart. Set in Virginia during the tumultuous years, of course, of the Civil War, my heroine, she's a widowed plantation owner, Emmeline McDaniels, and she struggled to hold on to her late husband's dreams. Now, despite the responsibilities, of course, that weigh upon her, she will not let anybody rip away what's left of her way of life, particularly a federal cavalry officer who's been ordered to commandeer her land for his regiment's winter encampment. Now, with a defiance born of desperation, she defends her home as though it were the child she never has had. And, of course, no mother gives up her child without a fight. And then, Deborah, we have my hero, Union Colonel Reese Cutteridge, a man, I always like to say, so perfect only a woman could have created him.
Yes, indeed.
He has his orders, requisition her plantation called Chapinsay and its valuable livestock for his regiment's use. Now, he's never expected her fierce determination, of course, and then her concern for his wounded, so that upends his heart and possibly even his military career. But as the armies go dormant for winter, battle lines are drawn inside her mansion. Just as the clash of wills shifts to forbidden passion, the tides of war sweep Reese away, and now their most desperate battle is to survive this carnage with their lives and their love intact. Now, No Greater Glory is book one, as you mentioned, of my four-book Cutteridge series. However, each book does stand alone. Thank you for asking.
Very good. Excellent.
Now, I love to write romance.
Oh, yes. Now, will you tell us about your newest in the series, An Unlikely Hero?
My third book is published just recently, and I'll tell you, writing that was such a joy. I always like to start with, I'll tell you that he is a hard-as-stone hero with a broken past, and she is a reminder of all he's lost. Yes, indeed, Dylan Reed, rugged Army Scout extraordinaire. He has surely met his match in my spoiled debutante, Miss Alma Talmadge. An unwanted assignment escorting this beauty across the wilds of an 1873 America, pushing westward, soon evolves into a journey of monumental change for them both. With killers hot on their trail, the odds of staying alive are stacked against them, and yet falling in love was nowhere in their plans for survival. This newest book, my book three in the series, as you mentioned, it did debut July the 1st, and thanks to my dearest readers that has done extremely well on the bestsellers list, I cannot thank them enough. I love reading romance, and I love writing romance.
It comes through in your stories, too. That's wonderful.
Thank you. It's all about the words.
It is. Not only do you enjoy writing romance, but you enjoy stepping back in history. We both enjoy stepping back in history. It's one of the things we share. When we step into the past and lifestyles of historical settings and the reenactments, for me it's the historical medieval period, and for you it's the historical Civil War period. And what is your favorite part of stepping back in time when you do these reenactments?
Oh, what a great question. Stepping back in time, first of all, that's a great way to say that. For me, it's the clothing, it's the lifestyle, and it's those mannerisms of a well-bred Victorian-era lady. I love all things revolving around this theme, Deborah. The pinch of a corset, that slide of a parasol up its handle as I open that delicate black silk canopy, the bell-shaped crinoline I wear beneath those enveloping skirts that lead and lend definition to this time period upon immediate sight. Well, like you in your medieval time period that is so full of vibrant colors and your fashions that you like, the stitching and the shine and the ornamentation, these things, they help me to trigger my senses and, like you, transport me perhaps back into the part of American history that I love the best, that era that I've chosen to wrap my heroes and my heroines around. I love that time period.
It is so much fun. I just love it. But there are sometimes challenges, and I was wondering about the challenges you face. For me, I have to be helped into my clothes if there are lacings in the back, and because there were no zippers or buttons back in the medieval times, there are usually lacings in the dresses. But Civil War period clothing is even more involved in a medieval dress. And usually, for me, there are two dresses I must don, an underdress and then an overdress, and all with a long sleeve. How many layers are you expected to don?
Well, let's say you have two or three. A well-dressed Civil War lady, an era in that time, I've got you beat. We mean layers and lots of them. Let me start by dressing myself, for example. I'll start with a chemise underneath. Chemise is sort of like a long nightgown, if you will, but it's a chemise that wears against the naked body. And then I'll don my pantalettes and then that camisole. And then, of course, that all-important corset that defines the waist of a lady from that time period, that type. And then comes my corset cover, followed by my underslip. You know, a lady's limbs never showed. The Victorians covered everything, including their furniture and everything else. So those limbs have to stay covered, so there'll be no limbs showing underneath their stockings. And then, of course, the crinoline, that hoop that defined the period. And then, of course, over the top of that, I'm going to put on my overslip, because no proper lady dare allow her hoop bands to show beneath her garment. And then finally, I'll put on my day dress or my ball gown. And then, of course, the travails of dressing take time, like you said. And my heroines know well how to dress or undress, as the case may be in historical romance love stories that you and I love to write, right?
Have you ever portrayed one of the characters in your books when you step back in time with a reenactment? And if you could step back in time as one of your characters, who would it be?
Oh, my goodness. Another great question. Well, my characters are bright metaphors of my own vivid imagination, Deborah. So they are unique among themselves. So I guess I don't portray them in my reenacting, which I don't have much time to do anymore, as we mentioned. But if I did, I suppose I would probably choose Emmeline. Emmeline is my heroine from No Greater Gloria. She embodies everything I love about researching and writing in this time period. You know, the mannerisms of a mid-1800s American-born lady are purely crafted in her. I love and enjoy writing Reese and Emmeline's love story and all that befell them on that hard-won journey to happily ever after.
Yes. Well, I also have some news today. I'm celebrating the release of my first audiobook, so I'm very, very excited about that.
Yay.
And so I thought we'd chat a bit about audiobooks, and I wondered if any of your books are available as audiobooks as well.
Wonderful. And huge congratulations on your first audio, Deborah. I know it's so exciting, isn't it, to hear those words that we've actually crafted from our hearts, read by a professional voice actor. I know when my literary agent, that Louise Fury, she's with the Bent Agency in New York, but when she called to let me know of my audio release, well, goodness gracious, we danced around the room, I think, for an hour on the phone. She talked to me back, and it was so exciting. But it truly does tug at the heartstrings, so you're absolutely right. I felt that very same sensation that you are feeling now, my love, when No Greater Glory was released in audio. That's the only one I have at this time in audio. The others will, of course, be following. Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
It truly does reach a different audience, and it's just wonderful. And it makes a trip in a car go so much faster, doesn't it?
It does. That's usually when I do my listening, is when I have long travels to my family. It's 10 hours or so.
The last one I had a wonderful Lisa Kleppas tape a CD going, and it was just delightful. It was truly wonderful.
Nice. Very nice. I want to make sure, before we run out of time, that readers know where to find you on the web. So can you give us your website?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I'm all across the Internet. My husband says I live on that more than I do at home, I guess. But, of course, my website, CindyNord.com. That, of course, is my anchor. And there's always my Cindy Nord author page on Amazon. I do my Twitter site, of course, always feeds through that. I'm always on my Cindy Nord Facebook spot. I affectionately call that spot my coffee clutch. And I have a Monday through Friday fun time there. And I love to share historical tidbits and this and that and other things that capture my interest enough to share with the readers from around the globe that are with me. And we share our thoughts and ideas and pictures and things I've posted. And it's such a great fun time. And I love my Clatchers, I call them affectionately. So, but I can also be found on Twitter at CNord2 and Instagram at Cindy.Nord and Pinterest under Cindy Nord. I have wonderful, wonderful Pinterest sites. And I tell you, I could stay on there for hours and get lost forever, you know. So, but I'm on Goodreads and LinkedIn and other social media sites. So I love to visit with everybody. And as I've said before, readers have truly given me the gift of my career, and I can't thank them enough. So that's so true from my heart.
Very, very good. I always enjoy finding your historical posts on the site. I always enjoy those.
It's so much fun. I like to share them, and we love to chat about them. I always call them my historical tidbits.
Just real quick now. Where can readers find you in person? Do you have any events coming up?
Oh, book signings, conferences, of course, everything. Mm-hmm. I've got the next event will be in August in Cambridge, Ohio, at a Romance Writers of America chapter meeting where I'm a keynote speaker and presenter. And then in September, I've been invited to the first ever National Historic Romance Retreat being held in Spokane, Washington. And there, too, I'm a keynote presenter of the Victorian fashions alongside my husband. Now, he'll be sharing his great knowledge of military artifacts and uniforms and, of course, the weaponry from the Civil War time. Now, you can visit that for more information, historicalromanceretreat.com. And, of course, other New York Times authors will also be there as well. So I'm looking forward to it. I love that. And local events here at the library and such that I like.
Very good. Cindy, we're out of time. I want to thank you for joining me here tonight on Book Life. It's been fun chatting with you.
Oh, I've had a ball. I've been delighted. I have a USA Today blog post author feature coming out on Friday, and so I'm thrilled that I'm going to be their author there on Friday. And anytime I can chat about the joys of writing romance, I sure like to do it, by golly. And I've got my glass of wine raised here in celebration of our time spent together this evening. Long live historical romance.
Very, very good. I want to thank everyone for listening. Join me next week for Book Light. And if you're looking for my first audiobook, it's on Audible, Amazon, and iTunes. Look for Checkout or Deborah Parmley, and I'll be posting the links all over as well. And now I'm off to celebrate. See you next time on the radio.
Thank you for joining us on Book Lights. Be sure to connect with us at readersentertainment.com for articles, blogs, videos, and podcasts that matter to readers.